This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is the first day of spring and a perfect time to talk about Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Tracy David from the City of Roseburg Parks Department, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, boy, I mean, this is really kind of an exciting time here with the weather shift. Obviously, some people are a little worried about the weather shifting kind of early, but yet at the same time, nobody seems to be complaining too much. But a great time for people to be out. Right now, it seems like one of the things getting a lot of attention is the tennis pickleball court, whole new thing there that's opened up.
Yeah, we had our ribbon cutting on March 5th, and actually it was the perfect timing, I guess, with this nice weather following that. So people have been out there using it. We've seen courts being used by a variety of community members, including, of course, the high school team.
Yeah, no, and I went by there on, Thursday and Friday night both, but both nights, I mean, you got a lot of people out there just watching as well,
yeah.
Family members and a big seating area and all of that. So, and right there on the major thoroughfare, and that also, as talked about earlier, is going to bring some tournament opportunities and things like that.
Yeah, the hope is that, and I believe they already have a couple booked for the future, but bringing more tournaments to Roseburg to, bring in money to the community and get our name on the map again.
Yeah, so a lot going on. There's been potential for a turf field at Fairgrove Park. That's still getting looked at. And Brown Park getting expanded as well.
Yeah, we're in the process of construction at Brown Park, and we're looking forward to a brand new accessible park that is accessible for people of all abilities to come and utilize this new addition to our park system.
So you work a lot on the specific events that happen in parks, and there's a lot going on.
Yes, very busy time of year right now. The biggest thing on our list right now is our second annual Easter egg drop, which is sponsored by Aviva Health this year. We, Parks and Recreation and Roseburg Fire Department, teamed up last year to bring this event to the community for the first time. It was a success. We had a lot of fun. We learned a lot of things about it that we might change this year. But overall, we're super excited to bring this back and keep it going year after year. This year, it's on Saturday, April 4th, starts at 9 a.m., and we're moving the location to Fairgrove Park. So this will be in the grassy area just behind the Art Center. And this is a free event for kids 10 and under. However, this event is limited to 400 children, just to make sure, you know, we can ensure a fun and safe experience for everyone. So entry will be granted on a first-come, first-served basis until capacity is reached.
Well, I know you guys had a lot of great response to that last year.
Yeah, it was kind of a fun, unique twist on an Easter egg hunt. So how it works is the fire department will drop thousands of eggs from the bucket of their ladder truck as it's extended up in the air. They'll drop that down onto the field, and then kids can run out and collect eggs and exchange them for prize and candy. So the eggs are empty. And we usually only drop 6 different colors of eggs, so kids really only need to collect one of each, but it is very hard for kids to just grab one of each color when they're out there and there's so many eggs lying around.
And then what do they do after that?
So they turn those in to one of our local organizations that are donating their time and prizes for the kids, and so they'll turn their egg in exchange for a prize from them, and they'll go around to all the booths and collect those prizes.
And so how did that part go last year?
That part went really well. We're excited again to have another full set of 6 organizations helping us. We have the YMCA of Douglas County, Grove Medical Equipment and Supplies. We have Cascade Community Credit Union. The fire department will have a booth, and the Parks and Rec department will have a booth. And am I missing anyone?
Maybe Umpqua Valley Arts.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Umpqua Valley Arts Association will also be there handing out a craft that kids can take home in exchange for one of those eggs as well.
So day before Easter, and a certain rabbit of some kind may show up.
Yes. A large bunny will make an appearance and take photos with kids. The bunny will be in the antique fire engine that they pull out every once in a while, so we're excited about that. Another cool addition to this event that we didn't have last year are golden egg raffle baskets. So every child that participates in this event will get a raffle ticket, and before we do the drop, we will go through and draw several winners who will take home a basket of prizes that have been donated from local organizations.
Wow, so a lot going on. So it's just show up, make sure you show up early.
Yeah, show up, make sure you get here just a little early so that you can get in, get your raffle ticket, get set, and bring, something to collect those eggs and prizes with. We will have some bags for kids to use, but if your child wants to bring their special Easter basket or anything like that, feel free to do that.
All right. Big event there. And what else is coming up with Parks and Recreation?
Well, also in April, April is Arbor Month, so we have several things that we're running through the month of April. Roseburg has been recognized as a tree city for 10 years now. We'll be doing some Facebook posts with some tips about trees and how to plant those in your own yards. We're running our photo contest, so an Arbor Day photo contest where people can turn in photos that they've taken of trees in the Roseburg area. The deadline to submit your photos for that contest is April 17th, and then our winners will be announced on our Facebook page on the 24th and featured in the Spring City Connection e-newsletter. And we also have an activity booklet for kids that is available at the library or City Hall, and that starts April 15th and goes through the end of the month, and they can turn that in for a prize at the library.
One of the things people sometimes when they're visiting will comment on is all the trees around Roseburg.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that we are named a Tree City USA. There are requirements that we have to hit, but having so many trees within our urban area really helps that cause as well. And that's why I think it shouldn't be too difficult for people to find some beautiful trees they can take pictures of in the city.
Yeah, and with the climate here, I mean, a lot of different types of trees grow. Sometimes people try to grow trees that shouldn't grow here, and that's not usually successful, but that's a whole other program. Having the trees around the parks and in the neighborhoods, and of course, you've got some of the older neighborhoods with some really, really big historic trees.
Yeah, absolutely. And, speaking of trees in parks, we are actually going to be doing a planting event at the Stewart Park Natural Area. We're planning that for on Arbor Day, so Friday, April 24th. And we'll have more information about that coming out shortly, but it's going to be open to the community. If you'd like to volunteer your time and help us plant a few trees in that area, we would be happy to have you.
All right, more when we come back. Tracy David on Roseburg Parks and Recreation on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, Tracy David from Roseburg Parks and Recreation, talking about all the things happening in the parks. You've been there for four years. What's the funnest part of what you do?
Oh, probably running the community events and helping create them. I love creating events and coming up with ideas.
And what about when you kind of have a vision and then you go out and you get to see it happen?
Oh, it's just it's so nice to see something come together that you've worked really hard on. And what makes it so great is all of our volunteers that help us put these things on, because really it's only me and Val in our department. So when we put these events, it's just us, but we have our parks maintenance staff that helps us get things kind of set up and, you know, the operation side of things. But we have a whole slew of volunteers that will come out and help us at these events. And April is also National Volunteer Appreciation Month. So we will be recognizing all the volunteers that work so hard in our parks department and all throughout the city.
Well, and you've got your staff as well, the people that go out and maintain the grounds and all of that. That's not that big a crew either.
No, not really. For the amount of land that they have to take care of, it is pretty small. So they're working all day to get those things done. So we appreciate all the work they do.
Well, and I know I see different people out on the weekend sometimes, and sometimes it's as simple as picking up, emptying the trash cans, mm-hmm. things like that, just to make sure things, you know, stay safe and clean for everybody over the weekend.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we've talked about the Easter egg drop, talked about Arbor Month. As we look ahead, and I know it's only the first day of spring, but summer will be here in 90 days.
Yeah, part of my job is thinking, you know, 3 months ahead and making sure that things are ready to go at that time. So we've definitely been looking at our summer programming and events. And, one of the first things that will happen is our low impact fitness class will move outdoors. Right now it's being held inside the gymnasium of the Boys and Girls Club. But Memorial Day weekend, it moves outside to Fir Grove Park, still Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. And that class is $2 per class for anyone to participate in. Focuses on strength training, balance. We use resistance bands a lot in that class that we provide. But this class is open to anyone that would like to join.
And that's every week?
Every week, except for this coming week, because it's spring break and the gymnasium at the Boys and Girls Club is closed. So every other week, besides this week, you can head over to the Boys and Girls Club. And then once Memorial Day weekend hits, then we'll be at Fir Grove Park behind the Umpqua Valley Art Center.
And that's men and women both, everybody?
Yes, we have men and women. Right now, we see only adults. Sometimes adults have brought their children, but I think that children maybe lose their focus a little in this class, so it might be better suited for adults.
Children losing their focus. Go figure. All right, what else is coming up in the summer?
Also, of course, our Movies in the Park, sponsored once again by Rogue Credit Union, will take place at the Half Shell Friday evenings in June, starting at 7:30 p.m. We'll start off with some entertainment from the community and then start our movie around dusk. And we will have concessions available for sale as well.
And gosh, how many years has that been going on?
I want to say like 16?
Something like that. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. We're really happy that we can keep that running and hope to do that far into the future as well.
All right. And now, how far up the road before you announce what the movies will be?
It'll probably be at least a month before we announce what the movies will be. Yeah.
So we'll let you know when that happens. And I know the process of picking the movies, a lot of work goes into that too.
Yes, but that's one of those fun parts of the job. I just sit back and watch some trailers.
Movie or a trailer at least.
No, there's definitely some things that we look for when we pick our movies and try to keep them all family friendly.
All right. Summertime, a lot of things in the parks. What else?
Zumba in the Park will come back this year. It's co-sponsored by the YMCA. That takes place in Stewart Park next to the large pavilion on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. That's slated to start June 17th, and that's every week all the way through the end of August.
All right. And, a lot of events are held in the parks that mm-hmm. you work with a lot of other organizations that kind of do their own thing in the park as well.
Yeah. So Yoga in the Park also takes place, co-sponsored by Body Balance Yoga Center. Last year, we had raffle prizes that were courtesy of Thrive Umpqua, and we plan to do the same thing this year. That's Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., and that starts in July in Stewart Park as well. And also our Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf is planning on taking place at Stewart Park Golf Course again July and August. But yeah, those events that we work with organizations to put on in the park have been really popular. Those are all free to the community to attend. The golfing one, there is a fee, a greens fee to use the course, and then but all the other events are free.
So before you had this job, did you golf?
Not well, but I've picked it up a little bit since this event started. So and same with like the geocaching event that we had in February. I had never geocached before I worked here, and I figured I had to figure it out. And so that's been fun to learn. So
by the way, how many people have picked up their caches so far?
I would say about half to a little more than half. So we still have plenty left, yeah.
And that's one of those things that doesn't have a time limit on it.
Nope, just till we run out of the coins. And, I mean, honestly, you could continue doing it after we run out of the coins. You just have to ask us for a specific passport if you want to. It's just that some of the caches might not be there anymore because it usually means it's pretty old.
Right. Now, talk about the recreation guide.
So we have our recreation guide available right now on our website, and you can access that through our Facebook page as well. And it provides over 100 different recreation providers that have low cost or free opportunities for you to get with like-minded individuals who share your interests. So anything from car clubs to nature enthusiasts to gardening, sports groups, sports leagues and clubs, they're all in there. And then we also have parks and recreation sponsored programs listed in that guide, as well as general information on our city parks and, you know, how to reserve a pavilion for an event and what fields are available in our parks to use, etc.
So where do people find that guide?
Just on our Facebook page under... on our website department page, on the side menu, there'll be a tab for recreation guide, and you just click on that and it'll open it right up for you.
And one of the advantages there, since everything is kind of going digital these days, is that as things change, you get to update it.
Absolutely, which is fine. But what also is nice is, you look up your organization and there it is. You have the link to their Facebook page or a link to their website. Their email is there, and you can really get in touch with them really quick or find the information that you need to know all at the click of a button. And so if there's any organizations out there that provide recreation to the community and like to be included in the guide, you can contact us at City Hall or at parks@roseburgor.gov or give us a call and we can get you included.
All right. And before we wrap up, run through the information on the Easter egg drop again.
Yes. So Saturday, April 4th, 9 a.m., Fir Grove Park behind the Umpqua Valley Arts Association building. Again, kids 10 and under, welcome for free. We're limiting it to the first 400 children. And this event this year has been sponsored by Aviva Health, and we're so excited to bring it out again.
All right, that's going to be coming up. What's the date again?
Saturday, April 4th.
All right, coming up, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.